Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Patriots, you're tuned in to Radio Free Readout, and in between Christmas and New Year's episode, when the partisans that make Radio Free Readout happen are enjoying some downtime, including me. How often does that happen? Now, don't be too alarmed. We're not in readiness condition white. We're always vigilant. The bad guys never truly take a day off, and so neither do we. But as I announced last week, we won't be producing a normal episode here at the Voice of the American Readout this week. I went back into the archives several weeks ago and found a very popular interview with Representative Matt Shea and myself and the producer of the video documentary Grinding America Down, with the researcher, Christian patriot, and former Idaho legislator, Curtis Bowers. And we do, however, have an Eye on the Economy segment from our own exclusive banker and economist, codename Fox519. And right after that, right after the interview, we'll all air Fox519, his Eye on the Economy, and then the interview with Curtis Bowers. And then right after that, stick around because we'll also be airing the latest Tappern post-net report from Delta 04. She's been a little quiet in the past couple of weeks with the holidays and everything, but she's done such a great job. We always look forward to those preparedness radio net reports, recapping the discussions taking place among ham radio operators during those nets, talking about self-reliance and disaster preparedness. I know there's a ton happening in the news across the country and the world right now, and trust me, we are going to get into a lot of that next week. But next week is the very first episode of 2015, episode 1501. We'll be recapping some of the highlights of 2014 and, most importantly, outlining our vision and goals for 2015 for Radio Free Readout, as well as the American Readout Radio Operators Network, or AMRON. Now, before I turn you over to the interview, though, I want to welcome all the new listeners from WDFP, the Restoring America Radio Network. It's a network of patriot broadcasters to which Radio Free Readout has been added as of today. So welcome to all of those new listeners and the Radio Free Readout listeners. Let me introduce you to WDFP. And that is basically where Radio Free Readout has been streaming all afternoon. But the WDFP network was started and is run by Donna Fiducia Productions, a name you probably know from Fox News. Donna Fiducia has partnered with a patriot, Don Nguyen, and together they have the Cowboy Logic radio show. And he is the vice president over there, as well as, they've also partnered with General Vallely, who's the head of Stand Up America. It's just a great network of great proven patriots, and Radio Free Readout was invited to join that lineup. So they are also streaming. What you're hearing is also being streamed over there at WDFP. That's Whiskey Delta, Foxtrot Papa. Anyway, I'll be talking a lot more about that next week, and I'll be soliciting some input from you, the faithful Radio Free Readout listener. And in the meantime, I want to invite you to go to check them out at wdfp.us. We'll get a link to that uploaded to the highlights and resources posting for today's show, episode 1451, which can be found at radiofreereadout.com, where we always post links to articles and things that we discuss that throughout the show are posted there at the highlights and resources posting for each show. So I'll be back after the interview with Curtis Bowers to wrap everything up. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll talk to you in about 50 mics.
For someone like me, 2014 has been a monumental year. I truly believe that 2014 will be the tipping point for what will happen in the future of this nation. We saw some major events take place. We saw the stock market reach new highs, topping 18,000 in the Dow, and it shows no sign of going down. We saw real, patriotic Americans stand up and say enough is enough and stand up to their government at Bundy Ranch. We saw the training and indoctrination of our nation's law enforcement come full circle when the comments from a deputy in the readout showed they were going to use their equipment against the, quote, constitutionalists. Our once great nation is winding down, and I'm here to tell you that life, as we know it, will soon be about to change. Today is Sunday, December 28, 2014, and I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt.
Welcome back. Eye on the Economy is brought to you this week by the PrepperRecon.com store. Stop by the PrepperRecon.com supply store for a great selection of Molly compression packs, hydration kits, and concealed carry tactical slings. Packs and slings are available in several tacti-cool colors and camel patterns with your choice of patch to let liberals know how you feel. Choose from the ever-popular Moulin Labbé Come and Take It patch, the Sheepdog patch, or matching U.S. flag patches. Also check out the great selection of Molly-compatible individual first aid kits, which feature an IBD chest seal, quick clot, NPA tourniquet, an EMT shears, and tons of extras. Go to the PrepperRecon.com store and click on the store tab at the top of the homepage. And now, on to the news.
Well, like I said before, life is about to change. I have been warning for over 18 months now that Russia was going to leave the dollar, and tonight I can say with all accuracy that it is official. Russia will no longer require the use of the U.S. dollar going forward. In fact, they begin now operating outside the SWIFT money transfer system. In an article published this week on www.presstv.ir, the CBR, or the Central Bank of Russia, announced on Friday that it will begin using a new money transfer system within Russia and fully expected to be operational worldwide within 6 months. As a quick review for you, SWIFT stands for the Society for World Bank Interbank Financial Telecommunication. The SWIFT system allows countries to move funds from one country to another by converting the monies of the originating country to U.S. dollars and then on to the next country where it's converted to the receiving country's currency and deposited and so on and so forth. What most people don't recognize is that there is a fee paid to the Fed in the middle for the cost of the currency conversion. That is why most banks charge a hefty wire fee of $35 or more. They have to pay this revenue to the Fed, and this money helps the Fed offset a very small portion of the liabilities on their balance sheet. Without this revenue, the Fed cannot even remotely keep their balance sheet balanced or at least covered. The Russians have just proved that this is possible for a country to move the money without using the U.S. dollar to do it. That is very bad. With the infusion of monies from China to Russia in the economy last week, the threat on the horizon of Russia and China using their gold reserves to back their currency, and the BRIC Investment Bank offering monies to countries through special drawing rights, the threat to our economy stateside becomes incredibly dangerous and incredibly real. If the Fed doesn't have the income to offset the liabilities on the balance sheet, they just can't justify the printing of monies. Without the printing of money and the sale of bonds to back those monies, our dollars quickly become worthless on the world scale, as well as domestically here at home. The ripples from this rock in the pond are going to hit very soon. The temporary reprieve we see from lower oil prices will end and hyperinflation will be on the way. I recognize the danger. Do you? In other U.S. and world news tonight, we've all been feeling way less stressed when we fill up our cars at the gas pump. But the question remains, how long will this price decrease last and how low can the price go? Well, just like with any precursor to war, currency and commodity wars always take place first. And now we are seeing that in full effect right now at the fuel pump. But why? It's simple. We have oil and natural gas to sell, and so does Russia and OPEC. The decrease in prices are due to the fact that we have begun selling our oil to Europe and other nations who normally rely on Russia and OPEC's supply of natural gas and fuel. Well, as we heard in the first story, Russia and China have begun moving away from the U.S. dollar and using oil and other commodities to trade and back their currencies and their economies with. But the bigger thing is, not using those dollars is a loss of income and a very big middle finger to the Fed, as we discovered in the first story.
Bigger than this, the crush in oil prices will kill the American oil price industry. It'll cause mass amounts of layoff and drive the price of fuel sky high here at home, at the same time forcing a demand for commodity-based currencies to emerge on the world stage. Now, it's hard to say who is pushing OPEC to keep production the same and lower the price, but I would surmise it has something to do with the growth of the BRICS and the movement away from the dollar to mutual-based currency trade deals. It makes sense. Kill the dollar through a new monetary movement system, piloted by Russia and proven that it works, then lower the price of oil so much that it kills the American oil-producing industry, and finally, the nail in the coffin that we haven't seen, that I believe will be hammered in very soon, will be the use of precious metals or oil to back currencies that will officially push the American dollar off that world stage, making room for a new world order financial system, whereas no other new currency, there will be no more reserve currency. Sorry guys, I just can't talk tonight. It's a lot to think about, a lot to process. I used to believe that there will be a new world reserve currency. I don't anymore. I know that we will see a mutual currency trade, but it'll have to all be backed by something tangible. Could be oil, could be gold, could be silver. But what do we here in America have to trade? We have nothing. And that should cause anyone with half a brain to sit up and realize we are in serious, serious trouble in 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, the future of America looks very dark. I hope you'll be the bright spot in it going forward. And finally tonight, in news from New York, or as we know it, the East Coast. The proof that we are going the same way as the Roman Empire has now been proven true. In a court ruling from the city of Philadelphia, it was reported that the city of Philadelphia had to drop a civil asset forfeiture case to prevent any court from ruling the justified seizing of people's property, proving it unconstitutional. Philly.com has reported the case of Christos Souvilas and Donna Welch, who were both caught up in having their home seized to pay for police pensions when the police arrested the relative that they claimed was dealing drugs on the properties. The only reason that the prosecutors moved for dismissal was that these people had money to pay for lawyers and the press got involved. The prosecutor agreed to drop the cases against the properties as long as both owners took, quote, reasonable measures to ensure that no further drug crimes occurred there. Here is the entire problem. If you do not have the money to pay for lawyers, there goes your property. This is what is desperately wrong in America. Any law becomes your burden to prove it unconstitutional. This is just like the old law of prima noctem. As some know it, the first night law. Under prima noctem, the governor, mayor, county freeholder, or whoever could legally claim the right to spend the first night in bed with any young married woman. It would become your burden and your cost to prove and say no. There is absolutely nothing now that stands in the way for them to pass such a law. Middle America doesn't have the money to pay for it. This is what seriously is wrong with our legal system. Where is our voice? It is gone. It no longer exists. I have said it before. We do have local voices and good people like Matt Shea and Dave Taylor who do their best to represent us. But now, consequently, only the rich can defend the Constitution. All others can pray about it, and that's about it. This is the final stage of collapse in the American Empire. When the state runs out of money, they historically attack their people. In Rome, whole armies begin sacking their own cities to get paid. The police are doing just that. Whatever they confiscate goes to funding their own pensions. Heck, they'll even use MRAPs here in Spokane to attack the constitutionalists to take their lands and sell it to cover the pensions. We are at the end, everyone. It's just a matter of time now. Now, to wrap things up for 2014, I want to give you this advice. Kick your prepping into overdrive. You've got to renew yourself and renew your team in the new year to make sure that the news I am telling you, that this stuff is happening right now, does not negatively impact your team and your family. You've got to be a self-reliant person or a team. You cannot allow them to take your future. You have to be in charge of your food, your money, your fuel, or even your home and your faith. Be ready. It's simple. See the danger and avoid it. This is biblical, and God has been telling us for years that this is coming. Get together with your family or team and discuss. Discuss what happened this year. Discuss your plans for what your priorities will be in the new year. Well, thank you all for listening this year, and may God bless you in 2015. For Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Watch through the eyes of Noah Parker as a global empire takes shape. Ancient writings are fulfilled, and the last days fall upon the once great United States of America. Buy The Days of Noah, Book 1. Conspiracy in paperback. Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.
Our guest today is somebody I've wanted to have on for a long time. Made a tremendous movie. Many of you have actually seen it. Agenda, Grinding America Down. In fact, yes. It sends chills up your spine at the start of it where there's the thunder and the Stalin quote and everything. It just really ominous. Curtis Bauer, thanks for joining us on Patriot Radio today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So we were talking about the communist agenda kind of at the start of the show and the whole idea that, you know, Russia is not dead and going away, and this whole idea of infiltrating and just getting into America and turning America into what we once fought is really what's happening right before our eyes right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's Lenin, who is a master strategist, said, "We advance through retreat." And I think we are living that out.
So what prompted you to make the movie, and what has been the response so far? Because I know a lot of people up in this area, at least. I mean, it's kind of mandatory watching.
It is. We require it on Radio Free Readout there. We have it posted, and that's one of the first things people need to watch to understand what we're facing.
Well, I think as I came across some of the information in that film, I was a state representative here in Idaho, and as I started to study more, you know, why has America been heading the wrong direction my entire life? I'll be 50 next year, and it's been going the wrong direction the entire time. And so as I have children and they're starting to grow up, I realize, wait a minute, if we keep heading the same direction, we're in trouble. But why is it heading this direction? So as I dug in to answer that question for myself, has it been a purposeful change, or has it just been an accident, just the way things go? I came across so much information that I present a lot of it in the movie there that just made me realize beyond a shadow of a doubt the changes that have taken place in America over the last 50-plus years have been purposeful. It's not an accident. America is a completely different country. There were so many different individuals and groups and organizations and things that they had a plan. They had an agenda. They carefully outlined the steps, and then they moved forward with it. And regardless of how well it was known to us, we all seem to be sound asleep and allowed them to completely, fundamentally transform this country from what it once was.
Yeah, Curtis, I was going to say, you mentioned that how much change has taken place in the last 50 years, but I have to say, look at how much has changed since the release of your movie. You know, how much just in the last few years have we seen America fundamentally transformed? Have you thought of a follow-up to measure the advances that the communist agenda has made just since the release of the Grinding America Down?
Yes, I'm working on a sequel right now that will go into more of that, and hopefully will be available in the spring. But that's as in so many things in life. Once it starts hitting the curve, it starts exponentially. I think what's happened is the other side, that truly in their very being and fiber, which is hard for us to understand, they really hate what this country is all about. I mean, they really do, and they've been brainwashed into believing that. The top people know what they're doing, but the useful idiots, the people, the well-meaning Americans that have bought into just the whole liberal line on every issue, and many, I think, have bought in with a well-meaning purpose, they are now realizing, you know what? I think we do have a majority. You know what? I don't think we have to play these games anymore. We're just going to start steamrolling ahead and do everything we can do, because they know it's just a matter of time. The thing they know they have on their side is they have the youth of this country. Yes. And whoever has the youth has the country. And so they know every year that goes by, 85% of those kids coming out of the government schools are coming to their team, and only 15% are coming to our team. And so they know, hey, even if we have to wait a few more years for some of these older people to die off that are more conservative, we've got it. We've got it in the bag here. And so I think that's given their pride, just where they're just ready to push forward anything. They don't even care how radical it sounds anymore.
Well, Curtis, what do you think Obama's agenda is ultimately before he gets out of office, if he gets out of office? I'll say that ominously. But seriously, what do you think his agenda is here, especially in this lame duck session coming up in the next couple months?
Well, several things. One is, I truly believe that, I preface this when I talk about him, because he is our president, we should be praying for him. But he, I truly believe, from studying his life very carefully, he really believes America is the most evil country that has ever existed. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's hard for us to understand, again, that mindset, but once you do, you realize he is purposely dismantling everything that made America America, because in his mind, America is the greatest evil there has ever been. And sure. I know we can't even relate to that, but every influence in his life was an anti-American, Marxist, communist, socialist, progressive. He doesn't even know any good, just mainstream Democrats haven't had even an impact on his life. And so because of that, well, I mean, whatever he can do, you know, the larger they can grow government in every area, that's always been the goal. It's not been to destroy, per se, the whole country the way it exists, in that it is to destroy it, but it's to transfer power from the people to the government. That is always every agenda item, every policy, every plan is for that one sole purpose. How can we transfer more power to government and take it away from the people? And the more they can do that, as they've done so effectively the last 50 years, without us even knowing it, because it's happened so incrementally, they love that too. Because so much of this change in our lifetime took place kind of just such a small step at a time. We weren't happy about it, but we thought, oh, well, it's too bad, that one thing. But it was one thing after one thing after one thing to now it's the whole, we've gone so many miles down the road, we can't even see where we came from. And so I think he's just got anything he can do, just any possible thing he can do. And like you said, as he gets closer to out of office, I think the executive orders and the things will just keep flying and being crazy ones that, you know, you'll be hard to believe, you know, American president is doing it, but that's what will happen.
And more stunned that nobody will stop him.
Yes. I mean, even our guys, what are our guys doing? And I want to believe that there's at least a few of our Republicans in there that are truly believe something, truly stand on truth and have a backbone, and some stand up now and then for things. But my heart is, how can they even allow that thing to function one more day when it is violating the Constitution that they all swore to uphold? Just, you know, 1,000 times a day, different things are happening. So, yeah, that's a little bit of the discouragement of it, because you go, yeah, we've got more of our guys in there, but will any of them actually do anything?
Do you think this this communist agenda is just a temporary trend that will eventually run its course here in the next couple of years, and then we'll get back to America?
Oh, I wish that was true. For my children, I so wish that was true. No, unfortunately, when you buy into the premise that man is the measure of things instead of God, this is where it always goes, and we don't have to guess where it ends. We look at the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Every time man is given authority over man that he should not have, he abuses it. There's no exception to that in world history, and America will not be one either. And so it's as they gain more and more power, they'll be hungry for more and more power. They will not be satisfied ever. And unfortunately, like I said, if they weren't getting all our children, then it'd be okay, because we keep fighting until we raise up this next generation to stand in the gap. But when they are also taking most of our children, that then it becomes a huge problem, because they're being taught in the government schools the good of the many outweigh the good of the few, and that is communism. And that's what is being taught, and that always ends in slaughter.
Well, some people think that, you know, talking about the truth and in those words, you know, there's no hope. There's no hope. What do we do? What do you tell folks that they should be doing right now? And not only, I don't even think at the national level or even the state level, what they should be doing at the local level, what they should be doing in their families, what they should be doing in their churches.
It's one of my favorite stories out of the Bible. is in Nehemiah. And in Jerusalem, the walls had been broken down in their city, around their entire city, for 150 years. And no one stood up to repair them. No one stood up. And I think it's such a metaphor for America. Our walls are completely broken down.
Yeah.
And it's in every area, entertainment, education, the Hollywood media, just everything. And the families are falling apart. The churches are falling apart. And so what Nehemiah did is he got permission from the king to go rebuild the walls. So we need to do what he did. He motivated the people not to rebuild the whole wall, because that's an overwhelming task. No one can do that. It's too big a burden. He said, listen, I want each person to rebuild their section of the wall that is attached to their private property. And so each person, they weren't worried about what's going on over here. They were right here focused. I'm focused on my property, right here in my neighborhood where I've been put, right here in my church, right here in my community, and they started rebuilding the wall. And what is amazing about that story is this wall that had been down for 150 years, they rebuilt with good leadership and a vision in 52 days. And that's what we need to do. People need to be building their section of the wall, which starts with your family. You have to be influencing your children. You have to be educating them and teaching and training them why they believe the things they do. That is first and foremost. You need to be loving your wife so your marriage is a good example to them of what biblical marriage is supposed to be. You need to be reaching out to your neighbors one at a time, trying to show them the truth, show them things like agenda. That's why I made agenda. Our family made agenda because we thought if we could give a tool to people to help wake others up to what's going on, maybe they would engage the battle and engage in what's going on. And so, but things like that that just help one thing at a time. In your church, if you're in a church where that pastor will not stand up for all of God's word, you need to get out of that church. You need to find a church where the man of God will stand up, preach Genesis to Revelations with courage, and be supportive of that, help that church grow. Tithe to that church. We need to just be willing to make sacrifices, and we haven't for so long. That's why we are where we are. And unfortunately, if we don't make the sacrifices now, I think in not too many years, the sacrifice will be only, the only way we'll purchase freedom back is the only way you get it to begin with, and that's with blood. That is the only thing that buys freedom when you have lost it. And we need to fight now and do what we can now before that happens.
Amen to that. We've had that very same discussion. And you know, there's so once liberty is lost, it's lost forever. And the more we let slip away, the more that we will never have again, and until we're willing to fight for it again.
Yeah, and the thing is here, to not get overwhelmed. Also, they have incrementally taken over our country over 80 to 100 years.
Yes.
It's been a slow, patient path. They have just rotted away one pillar at a time, one thing at a time. Well, we need to realize our taking it back is not going to be a quick fix either. We need to be committed to this, a lifelong commitment, because in reality, all it is standing up for truth, and that's what our lives are supposed to be about anyway. And so if each one of us could find one person a year, again, always starting with your family, don't ever sacrifice your family to save America. That is not worth it. You start with your family. But if you're older and your children are grown, find someone that you can start investing time in to educate and inform, go to lunch with, talk about good books and movies, and get them up to speed. If each of us could influence just one person a year, or you could even go to the level even more extreme, that once every 4 years, just over a four-year period, you spend time with someone where they are, you know, engaged, educated, informed. Our numbers would double every election cycle. And if our numbers doubled, we wouldn't have the problems we do. So it's a slow, methodical process of education and making a difference and being willing to sacrifice. But I think God will bless our efforts if we do that for the right reasons.
I think so as well. 1-877-999-7684, 1-877-999-7684. If you have a question for our guest, Curtis Bauer, maker of Agenda, Grinding America Down, but it really was his whole family. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Carol in Zilla, Washington, you're on Patriot Radio. What do you have for our guest?
Well, one other thing I thought about as he was talking, yes, your family first, but also we can get involved in our local government. As a Christian, a lot of Christians are afraid to do that, but it makes a big difference
when
you have your values expressed in the judgments of the city.
Absolutely.
Then you can make a difference.
I agree with you 100%.
And a lot of Christians don't realize that they really can make a difference if they get involved with their local government.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Thank you, Carol, so much for calling in. Do it again sometime, please.
And, Curtis, I want to share kind of a personal story, actually, and I have never said this publicly, but your video was actually the impetus for our freedom agenda here in Washington, and the reason was because we were watching all of these various videos on Agenda 21, and then we watched yours on Agenda Grinding America Down.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, they have all their agendas. Why don't we have our own agenda? We got an agenda for freedom, you know? So we started here in Washington State.
Well, that's neat. That's wonderful. God has used this in so many ways to influence so many people. And that's another lesson to our listeners, too. I had never made a film before, but I felt God wanted me to make a film of this as I studied it and I prayerfully considered it. And so I did it. And as our family, as we sit and talk at dinner about these things, we are so grateful we obeyed. We didn't know how God was going to use it. I assume, you know, what if I can, hopefully I can get 1,000 people to buy this video. So I didn't even know, but I felt I was supposed to do it. And I thought it was the least I could do for my children when this country is disintegrating. I'd at least try to wake people up. But God has done so much with that. And so that's just obey. Do the things you're supposed to be doing. And in doing those, God can bless them. He can multiply the loaves and fishes. We're all of a sudden, well, I didn't have much. I just have a lunch. Yeah, but he can feed the 5,000. And so that's what you got to remember. We have an all-powerful God that loves truth. He loves righteousness. That's what he is. And so when we stand for it, you never know what he's going to do with that.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we have a large body of apathetic believers that they don't care. They don't want to get engaged. They require something of them, you know, energy. And they choose not to. They don't want to know about it. So maybe this effort is to prepare his remnant for what's coming.
Right. Absolutely. And you look through history, too. It didn't take very many to be very faithful and very committed to his ways for him to turn the whole thing around. So that's an encouraging thing, too, because he wants his people to be faithful. That's his main concern. It's not every lost man out there or whatever. Of course, he's going to be doing what's wrong because he's lost. He doesn't know Jesus Christ. So, but it's when his people are disobedient, when his people don't listen to his principle, then he has a very short tolerance for that. And that's why we made our heart in making the film was to wake up the church. It's gone beyond that to just conservative people and groups. But my heart was, I just saw so many Christians that, I mean, well, as we know, 75%, even in the last election in 2012, 75% of people that would call themselves a born-again Christian in America did not even vote for president of the United States.
I know. I mean,
when you really look at that, you go, that is so sinful. That is so wrong to not be, even if you either can, oh, I don't like, well, then vote for somebody else. But to not even be engaged in the battle is wrong as a Christian, because we're supposed to be the salt and the light.
Yes. And what's sad is that oftentimes that influence comes from the pulpit, the attitude that Christians shouldn't be involved in politics or the political arena, that we should just be focused on, you know, winning souls. And I think that's disingenuous for what our role is here as Christians. I mean, we are to be leading people, but we are supposed to be we are supposed to be salt and light, and you cannot do that unless we have Christian believers. You know, just like Carol was saying, we want all of those elected officials to be God-fearing people. And we have every business. It is our business to be in those positions.
Absolutely. That's why I first got involved myself, as I started to feel guilty. I go, wait a minute, I'm always complaining, but I haven't ever been willing to step up, at least try to have a position of influence, you know, and God opened the doors for that to happen. But, yeah, we need to be willing to take our time, our treasures and our talents to utilize to, you know, advance truth and righteousness.
Well, absolutely. And I'm not saying, you know, everybody should run for office if you're a Christian. What we need to do is pray to find out where God wants us and then respond to that. Be obedient to it. And it might be as a pastor, it might be as an elected official or an elected official's assistant or envelope licker, you know, the janitor in the church or whatever it is. All of these contribute. But do something. Don't just resolve to just entertain yourself until you die one day.
That's right. But I did anyway. And then maybe some say your life was saved, yeah, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends are standing around you watching.
This has been segment two with the interview with Curtis Bowers.
Recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of the American Readout for this special presentation. Broadcasting from the Free Zone, this is Radio Free Readout.
Hello, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You're listening to Radio Free Readout, but a special presentation. You're listening to an interview that was conducted with Curtis Bowers on Patriot Radio with myself and Representative Matt Shea, my co-host. And this is what you're about ready to listen to is the second portion of the interview that Matt and I had with Chris Bowers. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy this interview with Curtis Bowers, the producer of the DVD Agenda, Grinding America Down.
Curtis, have you had a chance to talk to any of the Slavic Christians, the people that have actually fled Ukraine and Belarus and Russia proper, fled here to the United States, and predominantly actually this area in Spokane, Washington, and down in Vancouver, Washington? Have you had any chance to talk to them about kind of their observations on seeing communism and socialism rise in America today?
Yes, I sure have. I have an instant friendship and bond as I go anywhere. Those people that have raised Romania, any of the different communist countries that came out of there, Hungary and different, they come up to me and with tears in their eyes and thank me for making the film. But they say, I can't believe it's happening again. We've already lived through this once. And so, no, I have been personally most sobered. People from Cuba, a couple of men I met recently in Washington, D.C., and having lunch with them and talking and hearing their stories and seeing them still, even though they've been out of there for 40 years, almost trembling. because it can. They feel this. They go, this is what we heard down there. This is exactly the same things Castro was saying. This is. And they were getting like nervous. I mean, and even though they've been in America for 40 years, they've been. And so it really sobered me up even to go. They know what it's really like. See, we just talk about it, but the worst scenario an American could think of in his mind is not even a tip of the iceberg of what it really is like to live in a totalitarian society where every aspect of your life is completely controlled from cradle to death. We just can't even, because we are so free. Yeah. Our mind can't even wrap around that. Like, nobody lives like that. But these people have been there and done that, and they warn me, and they keep trying to wake people up, keep whatever. I mean, it's interesting. Obama's, his whole campaign slogan for the last election was forward.
Yeah.
Which, of course, was the communist slogan that Castro used in Cuba. And that's what this one Cuban said, because that's the same even slogan the whole time Castro was coming into power, is forward. That was the entire slogan and stuff. So he said, when I saw that, he just made him start just very nervous. Cringe. So anyway, we've come a long way.
Hey, Curtis, have you thought about incorporating some of those people's testimony in this sequel?
Let them tell that story. Yes, I've got quite a few of them that are going to it's really like, and to sober people up, because I think, again, we can talk about, America's falling apart, America, but they don't understand what it's collapsing into and what that really looks like when man, again, has total authority over other men. And it's a terrible scenario.
In that same vein, what do you think of Vladimir Putin, and what do you think his real goals are, and how should the U.S. be responding to him properly? Obviously, we're not going to have a proper response out of this administration, but how should we be responding to Vladimir Putin and this kind of aggression that's happening over there in Eastern Europe right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think like every good communist subversion, you take two steps backwards before you take three steps forward. And so I think this last perestroika started in the early 90s. It's slowly coming to an end. More one is because under Obama, they have lost respect for America.
Yes.
They've always tremendously they hate America, but they respect it, because the only thing a communist respects is power. And America has been powerful and strong. Well, Obama coming in there and just gutting our military, and just apologizing for our country and being so weak and so unrespectable from the point of that, I think the whole world's kind of going, I don't think America is what it used to be. And so we are losing many of our friends throughout the world, because they start to realize, maybe we need to be. China is already presenting the question to many of the Asian countries, do you want America or us to be your godfather, type of thing, is what they're presenting. Yeah. And you got to pick sides. And a lot of those countries are going to slowly start picking China, because they realize, they're right here. They're getting so strong. They're building their military up at an incredible rate. I think we better drop America and go on with them. And when enough countries do that, then we're really in big trouble, because just from the reserve currency status, we'll lose and everything else. But I think Putin is just realizing, I think our enemy is weakening, and it's time for us to start stepping back up and stop playing the game that we have disappeared and we no longer exist and all that stuff. So he's just starting to flex his muscle to see if we really will do anything or not.
Yeah, good point. I asked that question earlier about, do you think this is just a temporary trend? But obviously, of course, I asked that in tongue in cheek. It doesn't seem like this is anything remotely close to temporary, and it continues to come. Where do you see America in 10 years?
Boy, that's a tough one. Well, I feel if Christians don't do what they should be doing, and God doesn't step in and help us, I think oh, we might have some little periods that it steps back a little, or not steps back, but doesn't continue forward at the same pace. But I think we're going to have a government that is way larger than today. I think we're going to have the dependency. I mean, we're right at the brink now. We're almost 50% of Americans get some kind of assistance from the government. Once you step over that line to 55 or 60, and you know you're never going to lose power again because you're the ones getting the checks out, then it's, you know, things can get ugly once they know they cannot lose power, or they've put enough things in place where, regardless of what the people think, they can move forward in their direction. So, I mean, I think as little as 10 years, it could get really ugly, and anyone opposing them will be made an example out of immediately. And they always do that. They over, you know, even like the Waco or the Ruby Ridge in Idaho, where they come, you know, with a 100 military SWAT team for a family of four, and they, you know, killed the wife and the 12-year-old son. They go over the top, so everyone is so fearful. They realize, oh, we can't stand against them. And so everyone is whipped into submission. I mean, fear is their main tool always, whether it's an imaginary fear like global warming, where they can expand government through, or real fear. I think we don't have to be a rocket scientist to see the direction we're heading. So how far will we get in 10 years? All I know is we're going down the road toward total government in every area of our life. And unless something causes us to take a U-turn, that's where we're going to get, because that's where we're heading. It's not a good scenario.
1-877-999-7684, 1-877-999-7684, if you want to call in with a question for our guest, Curtis Bauer. And he's got a great video out there. If you've never heard of it, it's called Agenda, Grinding America Down. We'll put it up on Patriot Radio US on the Facebook page, so you can check it out. If you are one of the very few patriots that has not watched that video, please make sure you watch it and do it within the next week, because it really is impactful and just incredible. So, Curtis, real quick, if people want to get involved and they actually want to learn more about the video, or maybe even order it or get it for their friends, where can they go on the web to find you and find the video as well?
Yes, if you go to agendadocumentary.com, you can watch the trailer, you can order the film, and the more copies you get, the cheaper it gets. It's a great tool to wake others up. We also, on the website, have a recommended reading list. If you've already seen the film and want to dig in deeper, there's just a variety of different books that are good resources to just better understand the battle we are in.
Well, good. We're going to get that posted up to our Facebook page for the listeners to be able to click on and go right on through. I know over at Radio Free Redoubt, we have promoted Agenda, Grinding America Down, for over 3 years now. I know several listeners also that buy them in bulk just to pass out at either trade shows that they attend, and they give them away until they're all gone, and then they buy more out of their own pockets because they feel that this message is so well put together that you've done through this production. It's so such a concise, well put together package that it's consumable by anybody. You don't have to, because there's a lot of information out there that really kind of says the same thing, but it's so geopolitical, high level stuff that just people don't understand. And this is, you can grasp this, whether you're a layman or whether you are a professor, you get it, and it's very well done.
Well, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. Nick in Tri-Cities, you're on Patriot Radio.
Hey, Mr. Bowers. First off, I want to say I've waited an awful long time listening to talk radio to hear someone say what you have said in the last 30 minutes. And I commend you, I salute you, and our radio hosts, that they would bring someone of your caliber on to talk about these things. I can't believe it. This is phenomenal. Back to the thing on 10 years. Where are we going to be in 10 years? I'm afraid that this country that I love so much is going to be so torn apart from revolt, revolution, and I believe it will fail. I believe that the might of the American military, although small by world standards, will be used to gut the hardcore people in America that will fight and stand. And then I see internment camps for those that don't fight or don't give in. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on this. I'd like to listen to your answers on the radio, please.
Okay. Well, I agree with you in that those things are on the road we are headed. So when they were happening, I don't know the future, but that is the direction we are heading. And it's so easy for people to say, oh, I would die for my country, and oh, I would die for my children, and all that type of thing that sounds very honorable and everything, but they are the same people that don't live for their country. They don't stand up for what is right. They don't educate their own children. They're not engaged in the process. And so it falls on deaf ears. And so I agree with you. It's the kind of thing where, as Christians, we need to realize these are God's principles. This is His truth. I need to stand for that regardless of what the cost is. I can always do it lovingly and with courage, but I have to do it because that's what our whole life is about, is standing for the truth. So the reality is, yes, we need to soberly go, what point do they cross where, where, you know what, that's too far, that's a bridge too far for me. I'm not going to play that game anymore because you've overstepped your jurisdiction. You have no authority to do the things you're doing, which they've already passed that, but of course, we very cowardly have allowed them to do that for 50 years and keep going further down the road, and we keep, where are we going to draw the line in the sand? But there is a point where they will, cross that line, and people need to be willing to stand up and say, I'm sorry, you cannot do that. Whether it was, you know, a forced abortion because they say now you can only have one job per family like China has done, and they've aborted hundreds of millions of babies over there, almost 500 million so far. Or wherever, one of the gentlemen I talked to, in fact, interviewed for this movie, he was over there and he escaped China when they were coming for his wife to force an abortion on her. And it was their first child. And I said, well, I thought you were allowed to have one child. He said, not if you don't have a permit. And I said, you're kidding. So we had to hide out in the mountains, and they finally slipped into Thailand and got out of there. But that's stuff that Americans don't even, it's not on our radar. I think a government could do that. Yeah, that's a government today that is doing that in the world, and it's the same country we buy everything, all of our products in America. We're dependent on them as much as we're dependent on anybody, and that's a country that does that. Well, so for us to naively think that couldn't happen in America is crazy, because it could. And so, yeah, we need to be prepared to stand up.
Amen. Absolutely. And real quick on that, along that vein, as Americans, I think Alexander Solzhenitsyn actually answered this question for us when he said, when they come to take your neighbor's stuff, that's when they cross the line. Not when they come to take your stuff, when they come to take your neighbor's stuff, that's when we've crossed the line. We're going to go to the phones real quick. Jeff in Spokane, make it quick. What do you have for our guest?
Well, gentlemen, just a quick question. I was trying to formulate it, and I'm not sure if I got it together yet, but a different thought about Putin. Putin has Christian background, and even though he's got a communist, you know, he's been trained heavily by the communists, is there something that we, the people, the Christians of this nation, can do to utilize Putin's Christian background to, I don't want to say make out, I mean, we have something in common, as little as there seems to be. Is there anything we can do from that side? Because our government isn't trying to do anything for us.
Well,
I was just wondering if that makes any sense.
Well, thanks, Jeff, for calling in. Curtis, what's your reaction?
Yes. there's a lot of things we can be doing. One is his is kind of the Russian Orthodox Church background, which Stalin himself is the one that started that church. The domination is into, and the KGB was always in control of it. So it's not a good, solid, fundamental church. But they even understood, and Stalin understood this too, morality matters. All the things they're pushing on us, they didn't push in their own country. I mean, homosexuality was against the law. Divorce was almost impossible to get. They knew that the things that they were pushing on us would wreck their country, too, so they didn't want that. So there is a fiber of that. I have some friends that have been going over there, whole groups of speakers and stuff, and they've been doing these homeschooling conferences, really encouraging, and the government's friendly toward it because they know their families are falling apart over there now. And so they've been teaching and training and discipling these parents how to homeschool their children, but not just for the point of the education, but for the discipleship, the Christian mentoring, and all that. So it's things like that. Is the door still open? People going in and trying to really make a difference by influencing the Russian people themselves and have it go from the bottom up is usually the most successful way. So, yeah, I think that would be something. I mean, Putin himself, I think he really dislikes Obama just because Putin is definitely a man's man. I mean, he is a tough cookie, and I think Obama's feminine style of governing is just offensive to him. Anyway, I think we need to be doing everything we can to influence every country in the world in the right direction. But I do know some people that are doing that in Russia specifically.
Well, Curtis, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for being with us. We definitely would love to follow up because there's so much more to talk about, but we're going to watch very closely for your sequel to Agenda, Grinding America Down.
And keep us on the short list for when you release it. Let us know, and we'll get it up on our Facebook page and across our social media network as well.
That would be great. I appreciate it. Thank you for what you're doing, right there at the local level and through the internet and around is making a huge difference.
Well, God bless you, Curtis. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, that's a wrap for another Patriot Radio, and just want to thank all of you for calling in.
Hey, everyone, this is Glenn Tate checking in from Occupied Territory, wishing I was in the American Readout right now. You're tuned in to the voice of the American Readout.
All right, that about wraps up the year, the 51st broadcast of 2014. Going on our fourth year, or we're in our fourth year. Wow. I want to thank all of you once again for your faithful support, your prayers, encouragement, responsiveness, and for rising up to stand in the season we're in, to prepare for the fight for what remains of this great republic, the United States of America, the beacon on the hill that our enemies are working tirelessly to extinguish. We have our work cut out for us, patriots. But you won't be doing it alone. We're all in this together. And if you're not willing to get in the fight for freedom, for Americanism, and for our posterity, and for his glory, then get your lazy, self-centered, apathetic, worthless butt out of the way. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who cherishes freedom, my name is your name too. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the free...
Adams said, "If you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contests of freedom, depart from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you are our countrymen." These bold words were a scathing rebuke against his fellow countrymen, who preferred to let tyranny prevail for a few handouts from the crown. I echo Mr. Adams' timeless sentiments. Sadly, today, we are once again surrounded by fellow countrymen who have lost their will to continue in the contest of freedom and have determined to become slaves for the tranquil lives they hold more dear than the liberty they've squandered. And as an American, I struggle to call them my countrymen. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.